vocabulario, gramática,
listening y speaking.
Aprende estas y más habilidades en este tu podcast English Way RD para aprender inglés con Thomas
y Starling. Vamos, ¿qué esperas? Exploremos el idioma a tu paso de forma divertida en este nuevo episodio.
Hola amigos, welcome to English Way RD. Ever dreamed of climbing the corporate ladder or launching your own empresa? Well, buckle up, because today's episode of English Way RD is equipping you with the essential vocabulary and phrases to navigate the exciting and sometimes a slightly loco world of business and management.
Don't miss out on another episode. Want to join our exclusive community and support our work? It's easy. Subscribe on your preferred platform with just a click of the subscribe button. Plus, if you want to directly contribute to the growth and quality of our program, join our Patreon group.
Imagine this.
Just click on the support the show link in the description and become part of the team that's making it possible for this show to keep getting better. Your support makes a difference.
You deliver a killer response to a question about your core competencies. What are those, you ask? These are fundamental skills and knowledge that make you un diamante en bruto, a diamond in the rough, to any company. So when building your professional vocabulary, focus on these terms. Number one, leadership. Do you see yourself as a leader nato, natural leader, inspiring and motivating your team? Communication. Can you clearly articulate, express your ideas in written and verbal communication? Don't be afraid to speak in public with confidence. Problem solving. Are you a solucionador de problemas? A problem solver? Are you able to think critically and find soluciones creativas, creative solutions? After all, even the most successful companies face challenges. Teamwork. Do you thrive in entorno colaborativo, in a collaborative environment, working effectively with others to achieve objetivos comunes, common goals? Remember, there is no yo in team. That means there is no I in team. Round two, la jerga de la oficina, office jargon. Now, let's face it. Every office has its own unique set of expressions, idiomatics. Don't worry. We will decipher some of the most common ones. Let's go with the first one. Think outside of the box. Think outside of the box or think outside the box. This doesn't mean bringing literal cajas, boxes, to brainstorming sessions. It means approaching problems with a fresh perspective, una perspectiva fresca, and innovative ideas. After all, the old habits, las viejas costumbres, don't always lead to success. Another one, number two, low-hanging fruit. Low-hanging fruit. These are the easy tasks, the quick wins, las victorias rápidas, that can be tackled first. Everyone loves low-hanging fruit, especially when it helps avanzar en el proyecto, move the project forward. Number three, a word that it took me a while to decipher, to be honest. Synergy. This isn't magic, but rather the combined effect of two or more things that create a major impact, greater impact or mayor impacto than working alone. Just like the mate and the thermos, they are better together. Run it up the flagpole. Run it up the flagpole. This means presenting an idea to your superiors for approval. Hopefully, it doesn't get discarded. Let's continue with a coffee break. Un cafecito. Let's take a quick break and ponder this. Business English isn't about vocabulary. it's also about understanding la cultura de la oficina, the office culture. In many Latin American countries, a strong emphasis is placed on las relaciones personales, personal relationships with colleagues. So while mastering the technical terms is important, don't forget to be friendly and build rapport with your coworkers. After all, a strong team is built on trust and mutual respect. Now, let's continue to round three, climbing the ladder, subiendo la escalera. As you progress in your career, you will encounter more complex situations. Here are some power phrases to add to your arsenal. Number one, negotiate a win-to-win solution. Negotiate a win-to-win solution. This emphasizes finding a mutuamente beneficioso, a mutually beneficial agreement that satisfies both parties. Remember, it's not about winning at all costs. It's about finding common ground, encontrar un terreno común. Another one that it will help you a lot and that I still struggle with, delegate tasks effectively. As leader, you can't do everything yourself. Learn to empoderar a tu equipo, empower your team, and assign responsibilities wisely. Trust is key, but also is accountability, la rendición de cuentas. Number three, think strategically. Think strategically. Don't just get caught up in the daily grind. Develop a long-term vision for your team or for your company. Think dos pasos adelante, two steps ahead, and anticipate future trends and challenges. And number four, embrace change. And I know those of you who have been in the business or have been working in an office, this is hard, but embrace change. The business world is constantly evolving. Be adaptable and open to nuevas ideas y tecnologías, new ideas and technologies. Don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone, salir de la zona de confort, and learn new things. Remember, el que no arriesga no gana. The one who doesn't take risk doesn't win. Bonus round, office humor, humor en la oficina. Let's face it, a veces, sometimes, a little humor can go a long way in the office. It can help breaking the ice, a romper el hielo, and aliviar el estrés, relieve stress. Here are few lighthearted phrases to keep in your back pocket. My bad. A casual way to apologize for a mistake. Everyone makes them. No pasa nada. No worries. That was a close call. A narrow escape from a difficult situation. Whew! Por poco. That was close. Up to my eyeballs in work. We've been all there. Estoy hasta arriba de trabajo. Swamped with work. The struggle is real. I've used that a lot. The struggle is real. A reliable way to acknowledge a common challenge. La lucha es real. The struggle is real. Remember, amigos, aprender un nuevo idioma, learning a new language, is a marathon, not a sprint. Su maratón, no una carrera. There will be bumps along the road, but don't give up. No te rindas. Embrace the process. Have fun with it. And don't be afraid to make mistakes. After all, the best way to learn is by doing. Gracias por unirte a nosotros en este episodio especial. No olvides suscribirte a este podcast para aprender inglés en tu reproductor de podcast favorito como Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts o cualquier otra aplicación de podcast y así vas a obtener actualizaciones semanales de nuestros nuevos episodios. Recuerda visitar las notas del episodio en englishwayrd.com. Ahí encontrarás las conversaciones que trabajamos en cada episodio, las transcripciones y recursos adicionales de nuestro podcast para aprender más inglés. Recuerda que tenemos dos episodios semanales, lunes y miércoles. And last but not least, never forget to practice. Practice is the key to success. La práctica hace el maestro. Recuerda darnos 5 estrellas en Apple Podcasts, Spotify o cualquier otra aplicación en la que nos escuches y te permita un sistema de ratings. Nos escuchamos en el próximo episodio.